In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today we're going to look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. In my former thesis, in my former book, the book that I wrote, the Gospel of Luke, I've made O Theophilus. Theophilus is the lover of God. It could be a person, but it could be us. Of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. In other words, he began to do and to teach. That means there's more in store. And we know what the last verse in John's Gospel says. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world could not contain them. So began, he began in Luke's Gospel, and now he's continuing to teach what Jesus has done. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So Jesus, 40 days was with the apostles, 40 days. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Why? But wait for the promise of the Father, who said, "You have heard me speak of. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence." So we see that Jesus is promising that gift of the Spirit to the apostles, but not only to the apostles, but to us. We receive the Spirit at baptism, but we need to know that second conversion is just as real. Some people call it born again. I call it second conversion. We need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no second conversion. There is only doing the same things that we did yesterday. You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. And when they therefore had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" In other words, we are looking for a political restoration. And Jesus said to them, "It is not of you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth." Do you know what Luke is talking about? You're going to receive power. P-O-W-E-R, dynamos, dynamite. "And when he had spoken these things while they beheld him, he was taken up, and while they beheld him, he was taken up with the cloud, received him out of their sight." That is the cloud of glory. That is the glory cloud that brought them through the desert during the day. "And when he had spoken these things while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked, steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them, angels, in white apparel, who said, 'You men of Galilee, why are you standing gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven.'" In other words, he's going to come back in the same way you see him leave. In the same way you saw him leave, he's going to come back. "Then returned they unto Jerusalem." Finally, They're following what Jesus says, go into Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. And the scripture says, they returned from the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they were come in, they went into the upper room, that's the cenacle, where abode both Peter is always first, James and John, Andrew and Philip, Thomas Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. Now this is a motley crew, because first of all, Matthew used to be a tax collector, and Simon Zealot hated tax collectors because they worked for Rome. So I'm telling you, something has already happened in the apostolic band, because now we have Simon Zealot and Matthew the tax collector not fighting with each other. But what does it say? But these continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. So they continued in one accord, one heart, one mind, in prayer and supplication. What are they praying for? The baptism of the Spirit. They're praying for the release of the Spirit. They're praying that Jesus would baptize them in the Holy Ghost. The women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. So why did the Spirit come? Because there was unity. The Spirit comes when there is unity. I'm going to skip over to the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were with one accord in one place. They were one heart and in one place. The day of Pentecost. Pentecost was the day they celebrated the giving of the law, L-A-W. And suddenly, hallelujah, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The wind of the Spirit. Oh, how we need that the Spirit would blow winds in our lives and take away all the cobwebs in our heads and in our hearts. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like that of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Sat upon each of them. So they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Why? Because they were celebrating the giving of the law. But now, rather than the giving of the law, we have the giving of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament came upon just the elite, kings and prophets. But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit comes upon everyone who believes. We need the Holy Spirit. We cannot do evangelism without the Holy Spirit. We cannot do much without the Holy Spirit. We cannot heal the sick without the Holy Spirit. We cannot raise the dead without the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that we would heal the sick and that we would raise the dead. Well, I've never raised the dead yet, but I'm telling you, Jesus promised that. And you know what? If he promised it, he means it. But I'm telling you that it's time for us to gather together in one accord, praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem devout men from every nation under heaven. Now when there was this noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. I tell you, this is the gift of the Spirit. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? And how do we hear, each man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and all the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, Do you hear them speaking in their own tongues? The wonderful works of God. What are the works of God? Jesus and what he has done and what he wants to do. Oh yes, the wonderful works of God. That Jesus died on the cross, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What does this mean?" Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine, they're drunk." So some people heard them in their own language, other people heard them babbling. They're filled with new wine. Well, it was the new wine of the Spirit, not alcoholic wine, but the new wine of the Spirit came upon them. And when he came upon them, he did mighty things. And right now, what's going to happen? The doors were closed in John's gospel when Jesus came twice. But now the doors are going to be flung open. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "You men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing that it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." The Spirit will be poured out on all flesh, not only of special people, but on all flesh. "And I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Hallelujah. We call upon the name of Jesus. We call upon the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord, because everyone who calls upon his name shall be saved. Are you saved today? Did you have second conversion? Do you know Jesus is Lord and that he is in love with you? Do you know these things? Or are you still in the dark? Are you still in the dark? It is time for us to wake up and leave the dark behind and allow the Holy Spirit to shine within us. We need the Holy Spirit. Oh boy, do I need the Holy Spirit. We need the Spirit of God to blow in the church. We remember John the 23rd when he called the Vatican II. He said, "Open the windows so that the Spirit of God would blow in." We need the Holy Spirit. And we have the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth was a man approved of God by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves know." Yes, and he's still doing these wonders, miracles, and signs. He's still doing them. I told you I went to a conference on raising the dead, but you know what the man spoke about? His name is Johnson, and what he said was all the Catholic saints that raised the dead. He started talking about Catholic saints. He's going to be writing a book on Catholic saints that raised the dead. I'm telling you, we in the Catholic Church don't even know about the Catholic saints that raised the dead. But here is a young man, Kyle Johnson, who is going to expose the beautiful Catholic saints that raised the dead, like John. I'm one of the ones who was Vincent Ferrer. I've preached on Vincent Ferrer before, how he would have the penitents go before him, and they would be praising God. And as they praised God, they were making way for the preacher, Vincent Ferrer, Father Vincent Ferrer. And what happened? People were healed and even raised from the dead. Why? Because they had faith, because they knew the power of Pentecost, because they knew the power of God. Oh, how the church needs, again, starting with me, to know the power of God. that Jesus was among you doing miracles and wonders. And you know, he asked the church to do the same. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the end of the earth. And the Word of God also says that the apostles did the same works that Jesus did, and we are promised to even do greater works. My heavens, greater works. Before we can do the greater works, we've got to do the same works. Power of God. How we need the power of God. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that death should hold him. Why? For David speaks this way. He is at my right hand, and I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in the netherworld, but you will not allow your servant to suffer corruption. In other words, Jesus did not suffer corruption. He was raised from the dead. Our whole faith is connected with the raising of Jesus Christ from the dead. If Christ be not raised from the dead, the scripture says, we are the worst of all people. We don't know anything. We have nothing to brag about. The only thing we can brag about is Jesus anyway. Not what I can do, not what you can do, but what Jesus can do. I know that God wants to do mighty miracles, that God wants to do wonders, that God wants to do powerful things. But the Word of God said they were together in one accord, one heart and one mind, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. The Spirit comes when we are one in our hearts and in the same place. We need to be one, being desperate for the Spirit of God to come, to being desperate that the Spirit would come in a mighty way. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine. Thou of comfort is the best, thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor, rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our innermost being fill. Where thou art not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour thy dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore you and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give us virtue's sure reward. Give us your salvation, Lord. Give us joy that never ends. Amen. Alleluia. Joy that never ends. How we need it. We need the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. David says that he would not let his Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life, and you shall make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of our patriarch David. He is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is here to this day. In other words, David was not talking about himself. He's corrupt, and he's into ashes now. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that God had sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Messiah, Christ, to sit on his throne. David, seeing this, therefore, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in the netherworld, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up. Wherefore, We all are his witnesses. Hallelujah. Witnesses of what? Witnesses of the resurrection. Witnesses of the cross. Witnesses of his burial. Witnesses of the resurrection. We are his witnesses. Yes, we are. God wants us to witness to the glorified Jesus. God wants us to witness to Jesus Christ, in whom men and women are to be saved. The one who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, yes. This is God working powerfully, powerfully, powerfully through the prophetic word of David, that Jesus would be resurrected from the dead. Why? Because his body would not undergo corruption. Do you know that in the Holy Land, it takes 4 days for your body to undergo corruption? Jesus was raised on the third day at the right moment so that his body did not undergo corruption. He was raised from the dead by the power of the Spirit. The same Spirit that dwells within me and you is the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? That same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me. Do you believe that? That's real. That's real, my friends. Oh, long for the coming of the Spirit. Long for the thirst of God to be quenched by the Spirit. Long for the new wine that the Spirit brings. We need the Holy Spirit like never before. We need him. He will always glorify Jesus Christ. He will always bring us to the sacraments. Yes, what Jesus began to teach. And I'm telling you, he's still teaching by the signs and wonders that he's doing through people who believe in him. For David, therefore being at the right hand of God, Jesus, exalted, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed forth this which you now see and hear. What's happening in Jerusalem, what you see and hear. People thought they were drunk. Other people heard them in their own language. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your foes your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Oh, yes. It's all about Jesus. Our faith is all about Jesus. He is the cornerstone. He is the stone rejected by the builders. He is the Lord of light. He is the miracle worker. He is the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, let's do it. Father, we call upon the name of Jesus today. We call upon the power of Jesus today, that your Holy Spirit would fill the thirsty and the hungry, that we would experience mighty, mighty, mighty inflows of the Holy Spirit, winds of the Holy Spirit, that we would experience the peace of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, how we are in need of the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit will glorify Jesus. It's very interesting, because the two witnesses of to Jesus is, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, the believer. And the Holy Spirit brings is a second witness. He should be the first witness, and we are the second witness. It's all about receiving power from on high. Have you received that power? It's available to you. It's available to you. You just have to ask the Lord. Tell him I'm thirsty and I'm hungry, and I need your Holy Spirit. I want to glorify Jesus the way you want me to glorify him. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women,
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned? The Spirit of God comes when we are in one place and unified with the people. One heart and one place. One mind and one place. That the Spirit witnesses to Jesus Christ, and we also witness to Jesus Christ. We have the same job description as the Holy Spirit, to witness to Jesus Christ. What else have we learned? Jesus began to teach, and I'm telling you, he's still teaching through the Word of God and through the Church. May Jesus Christ, the Son of God, be praised, honored, and worshipped. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.